Hello and welcome back to another episode of Millennialism with me, Adam, and Katie. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm pretty good too. It's been a weird couple of days, but it's good being back on the pod, being back recording with you. And we've been chatting for a while before, so yeah, we don't need to fill each other in on what's been going on, but maybe you can talk about some of the things that happened the past few days in your life.
Sure. I'm still out in California, which is delightful. I am currently baking in the sun. I'll probably end up getting super burnt by the end of the day. But I have this week off work, which is great. So we went mountain biking the other day, which was really fun. We went for a hike this morning, and we decided to take my dog, and he got a cactus in his foot. So we ended up having to carry him down the mountain, and it ended our hike a little earlier than expected. But it was beautiful. We got up super early to watch the sunrise, and yeah, it's been great. So I'm feeling pretty relaxed right now. What's happening in your world?
That sounds amazing. Well, my last few days hasn't been as relaxing. It's been pretty tumultuous, to be honest. First, I got a bit sick. I'm not sure if I have Rona, but I'm going to get tested tomorrow. I'm going to get tested tomorrow. I don't think so. But and then, you know, also some other stuff. I'm not sure how much I'm comfortable to talk about, but basically I was some guy threatened to kill me. And also, I thought that my brother was dead. He's fine, but for a few hours, or
when
for
you put
an
it
entire
like that,
night,
it is so dramatic.
Yeah, but I'm fine. He's fine. So I'm gonna get into it, I think, a bit more later. I don't want to reveal too much. I think
okay.
Because,
keep,
as I said, someone
build the suspense, Adam. Build the suspense.
Yeah. So for now, we're going to get into it later, I promise. It's just, it's not only clickbait. but
fake news.
Yeah, but so every week, like, both of us spend some time trying to come up with possible topics for the episode, and we usually prepare sometimes at least a short like a few questions and a few talking points. And for this week, as always, it's you spend the first few days, you don't really think about it. And then 2 days before recording, you're just like on social media or online looking for stuff to talk about. And then all this happened to me. So I feel like I've really been living in the present moment for the past few days. And that's what everyone says you should do. But it's hard to live in the now, as cliche as it sounds. But I saw this quote on Instagram the other day. It's from a show called Californication, but I saw it on Instagram. Here it goes. It's a big bad world full of twists and turns, and people have a way of blinking and missing the moment that could have changed everything. And I thought about that, and I think that in today's like increasingly fast-paced world, entire days breeze by without us stopping to really experience them. And we allow individual moments to blend into one blurry snapshot and constantly ask ourselves where time has gone and why we can't have more of it. But every now and then, time seems to stop and it's impossible to miss anything. You take in like everything and remember every detail, like the weather, what clothes you wore, the smell in the air, textures of furniture, and it seems as if our perception of time is strengthened by our focus on the present moment. So kind of the opposite of the first quote that, you know, if you blink, you could miss it. Because I feel like when time stops, you know, maybe you don't even blink, but it feels like you don't miss anything. You remember everything. And I think moments like this happen like from time to time, and they really kind of snap you back into reality, and all your periphery worries disappear. And nothing else seems important, and nowhere else is more important to be. And I do think that we can have both positive and negative experiences like this. So maybe if you could just start sharing, like, have you had any moments like this that you can remember, like, off the top of your head, either positive or negative?
Yes. I feel like... Do we start with the positive or the negative?
Either one.
Okay, maybe we start with a positive because that's always a happier way to start the episode. I feel like the number one that stands out to me is when I was traveling and I was hiking in Torres del Paine down in Chile, and we had decided that we were going to make that mad dash for the end of the trek. If anybody listened to that episode, what was that, like episode 4 or 5?
I think so.
It was pretty early on. Yeah, but we spoke about that experience in pretty in a lot of detail. But I really remember like the moment when at the end of this hike, when we were so convinced that we weren't going to make it to the top in time, we like rounded the final kind of hill. And I remember coming on top of this rock and like looking down over this view of the three towers and that like amazing blue lake. I think that's actually the photo that you used as the cover photo for that episode.
I think so too. Yeah.
But I remember just like that moment, like just so awe-inspiring, and it did feel like time really slowed down. And I was like, because we were running the entire day, we were moving so fast, and then when we finally kind of got over the top of that hill and looked down onto this view, I was like so taken aback. I just kind of stopped and was just like smiling ear to ear. And even though we were only up there enjoying the view for like 20 minutes because the sun was going down, it felt like a whole day, because it was just like, yeah, it was such a magnificent feeling and such a, you know, release of a adrenaline rush from running up this mountain the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
How about you? What's one that stands out to you?
Well, I think when I first started thinking about this, I could mostly think of negative or like sad moments, you know, when people have died and so on. But it was harder to think of positive moments, just like, you know, in a heartbeat. But I sat for a few minutes earlier today thinking about it. And I think, like you, a lot of the moments are, you know, from like travels, and when you're out of really like either out of your comfort zone, or just when you're kind of in a mental state where you really look for things and you seek experience, like when you were traveling in South America. Or for example, I like one of the first things that came to mind was when I was with two friends in Bali. I think I told this story
on the beach.
Basically my friend just, we were drunk at a beautiful paradise island, starry sky and just clear water at like, you know, 2 a.m. And he told us like he was gay. That was a really cool and kind of, that was a moment when time seemed to stand still. And then, you know, a few other memories like doing karaoke in Mexico. But I think it's more interesting sometimes to think about the more like everyday moments that you really remember. And one of the, well, it's, I guess it's not an everyday moment, it's an every night moment in college when we were partying. But I remember last year we were just like, you know, the just my group of regular friends in college. I was doing my last semester in Philadelphia, and we were at my house, just pre-gaming and drinking a lot, playing drinking games. And then we went out and had a really good night, like in the nightclub. We just, you know, we were dancing, drinking, just being together. It seemed like a different world. Well, it was a different world compared to now.
Yeah.
But I remember like I had a moment like on the dance floor. I think I went to the bathroom or something. And when I came back, I could just see all my friends, like a few of them were on the dance floor. Somewhere in the bar, like ordering drinks, and I remember I have like a vivid image in my head of this moment, because I was like, fuck, this is like an encapsulation of what youth and like the college years are. And I think I will remember that forever. It wasn't like a special moment or anything. I just remember stopping for like a second and just like, you know, taking it in, because I guess I was a bit drunk, but in that moment I felt pretty sober. And I really just appreciated like all the friends I had there and the place where I was at, when just being young and enjoying life, I suppose.
That's really lovely. I feel like that's an interesting point, because I do think that like when you are aware that time is fleeting, you take in that moment so much more, because you're like, I'm only going to be here once. and that solidification of the memory in your brain makes it feel like it could just exist and go on forever.
Exactly. But yeah, I think it, because it felt like a scene out of a movie when the main character stops and you just hear this like voiceover, like, ah, oh, these friends, I will remember this for the rest of my life. But that's what it seemed like, both in the moment and also looking back at it, because it was like almost like an out of body experience, and I could hear myself narrate the scene that I was in. Then another thing that comes to mind is when I got my internship in New York. It was sadly very short-lived, but when I moved to New York and I moved into an apartment with you in January this year, I was just, you know, it was fucking depressing because I was just like looking for jobs or internships and waiting for my visa. And then finally, like, I got this really cool internship, and I was in, it was in Soho. I went to this really cool production company, and I was at a meeting at this very New York, like classic New York looking office with like high ceilings, exposed bricks, a lot of Macs, and they offered me, like, you know, they had a range of different beverages to choose from when I went into the meeting, and I got the internship, and I just walked out of there, and I was, you know, dressed very properly. I had a nice like jacket on, nice pants, and shiny shoes, and I walked out, and I just felt like on top of the world. It was cold. This was like in February, but in New York, so it was freezing. But I just walked down the street, and I, like, you know, I didn't feel cold at all, and I just felt like I was in a movie as well. Because you see it in so many movies, just this person coming to New York with this dream, and then finally when it seems to be going your way, it's always a happy moment. And then this was about 4 weeks before everything fell apart. But that moment was really nice. And little did I know what was going to follow that.
But I feel like that moment was worth experiencing, whether or not the internship lasted very long.
Yeah, no, it definitely was. It was really cool. But, you know, I wish I could have stayed a bit longer and hung out with you a bit more before I had to leave.
We will be reunited at some point, I'm sure. And when that moment happens, time is going to stand still. And I will remember it for the rest of my life. No, that's...
Fade to black.
Yes, exactly. Movie moments.
Yeah. Something else that I thought about just before, before you can keep going. I think probably in the future, both of us will have more moments like that. Like if you get married, have kids, or you go to like your best friend's wedding. And also, like, probably when you see your kids grow up, you probably have a lot of moments like that. What do you think?
I think so. But I also think it's interesting because as you get older, time seems to move so much faster. Mm. I feel like time is all just an illusion anyway. But I remember when you were talking about the quote in the beginning, it made me think about this thing that I read once, which was about, it was called, like, time, age, relativity. And it was saying that the middle of your life is 27, because the proportion that each year you live is to the total amount of time you've lived becomes equal from 0 to 27 versus 27 to the average age someone dies, like around 80, which is pretty crazy because, you know, if you're a 2-year-old, 1 year is half of your life. So a year is going to feel like forever. But by the time you're 27, you've had 27 years. So each year feels proportionally very small. So the fact that the amount of time that you experience from 0 to 27 feels like the same amount of time as 27 to 80 or whatever is terrifying.
It really is.
And I definitely feel like the older I get, the more that I'm like, how the fuck is it December? Like, this year has gone by so fast.
Yeah. I've also noticed the same thing when, like, planning stuff. Because just a few years ago, I mean, I'm 24 now. I'm still a fucking kid. But a few years ago when you were, like, planning something, you planned at most, like, maybe a few months in advance. Now you make plans for, like, all right, well, I do this now, this project or whatever, I'll be finished in 2 years. It's not that long. And then, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. That's true. Your timelines become so much longer when you get older.
Yeah.
But
and yeah, sorry, go on.
Oh, I was gonna say, in terms of time standing still, I feel like in terms of the more everyday moments, definitely that idea of like, I'm only gonna get to live this once, I better like soak it in while I'm here thing is really like key to making moments feel like they last forever. And also like those big milestones, like I feel like I will always remember the conversation that I had with my boss, my first boss, who offered me a full-time job off of my internship. I can still like picture the table that we were sitting at Sur La Table in Flatiron, and I can still remember like what I was wearing and how it felt. And so yeah, I think anything that holds great significance kind of has that feeling to it.
Yeah. What's the latest memory like that you remember? Maybe not the strongest, but like, you know, what's the, when did you last experience something like that?
I mean, time's definitely moved very slowly this year, just in general. But I don't know necessarily if I have like a single moment where I was like, oh, this time just like is never ending. Maybe when my boyfriend and I said, I love you for the first time, that was definitely like a cute, like, oh, this moment is like very special.
Yeah.
But I think in terms of like really the last moment that I was like, time just completely stood still, was probably the opposite of that, which was when I went through my breakup last year. And I got that, when I had that phone call, it felt like the entire world just like stopped spinning, everything kind of ground to a halt. And I was like, does time even exist anymore? And I just said to you before we started talking that it was the 1 year anniversary of that just passed. And it's crazy because I feel like I can still like remember exactly how I felt in that moment. But it's also crazy to think that so much time has passed now, because if you'd asked me a year ago, I'd be like, I'm never going to make it to a year. So yeah. Proof that even if time feels like it's standing still, it definitely is still moving.
Yeah. I think this year is going to be so hard. Like when you look back on it in a few years, I think it's going to be so hard to remember what you did. I think the year is going to be such a blur, because usually you have they don't have to be big milestones, but usually you have a few, at least like events throughout the year that makes you able to kind of compartmentalize like the year, you know, like you spend the spring, you know, oh, I went to that concert or whatever, and then in the summer we went to this great party with these people, and then you have something in the fall, and then it's like Christmas. You have a few events that kind of makes it easier to remember what time of the year you did something.
And yeah,
it makes you remember like all the things in between as well. But I think it's just gonna be a fucking blur looking back at this year. Like, when did I do that? I have no idea.
It could have been March, it could have been August, it could have been December, who knows?
Yeah. I mean, the year has been the same since like March.
Yeah.
It's been just the same fucking shit all over every day.
Yeah, it's definitely mundane, but it's also kind of crazy because when I think back on this year, I'm like, so much has also happened. Mm-hmm. Like, between, you know, getting a new job, COVID hitting, like starting to date my boyfriend, living in Pennsylvania for like 5 months, then moving into an apartment together in New York, now coming to California. I'm like, even though every day seems like it goes on forever because there's nothing that like passes the time, the year has still somehow flown by, which is just, I don't understand how time works.
When I saw that meme earlier today from Love is Blind that we watched together in the apartment.
I cannot believe that was this year.
I know. It's crazy.
That's insane. Like, I can't believe that we lived together at the start of this year. That feels like 5 years ago at this point.
It really does.
So bizarre.
I can't believe, first of all, like that we lived together in New York at the beginning of the year, and then you spent 5 months living in suburban Pennsylvania.
And you moved back to Sweden.
And I moved back to Sweden, and I've lived in 3 different places since I came back here now, and I'm moving into a new apartment next week.
That is so insane.
Yeah, It's been an eventful and also very uneventful year.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But actually, I was thinking you sparked a memory for me talking about like happy memories that are maybe a little bit more average, but leave a lasting impact. I remember going to, I've been to like quite a few festivals in my life, and you know, I feel like they're always like fun and they always develop, you always develop fond memories of them, but there's few moments that have like really stuck with me. But one was, I think this was like 3 years ago now at this point, we went to Governor's Ball, me and a group of friends, and my sister was there, and Alt J was playing, and then Tame Impala was right after. And I have this, I remember I was like standing in the crowd looking up at the stage that was like black before Alt J came on. And as, when they started their set, it like all of these lights just appeared, like this most amazing light show. And the whole, I could like feel the bass in like every like inch of my body. And I feel like in that moment, time really stood still. And then I was also really high and really drunk, so maybe that's also why the time stood still. And then I remember feeling the exact same thing again when Tame Impala started playing. And I don't think, no matter how fucked up I was in that moment, I will ever forget those two, the start of those two sets. Oh, such a cool girl, you know, just getting drunk at festivals.
Incriminating yourself like this.
I wasn't underage, but
I know,
I guess...
but I thought more for the drugs.
Oh yeah, but I guess that's kind fine. Of illegal. Well, now weed is decriminalized nationally, so they can't get me for it.
Exactly, and cocaine is legal in some states too.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
That is pretty wild.
Everyone's gonna go crazy when COVID is not a thing anymore.
Yeah, imagine a festival in like Portland now.
Exactly. And shrooms are legal. Oh my God. That would be epic.
We're going to be witnessing a new Woodstock probably, because when like quarantine and everything is over and people have the vaccine, everyone's going to be craving like just meeting people and being wild and doing the shit that we can only watch on YouTube now.
Letting their hair down.
Yeah, exactly. I've been like watching, whenever I see a movie now and I see people in a bar, I'm just like, oh, it looks so nice. Just hanging out with a bunch of friends in a bar, and we're like sweating in a nice nightclub.
Yeah, like not wearing a mask, not caring about it. Toph has been editing these videos that he took at concerts from like last year or the year before. And it's so weird seeing like people so sweaty, so close together. I'm like, ugh, are we ever going to do that again?
It seems like such a waste to like kill the, I feel like we have a good energy going, but should we talk about some of the negative experiences when time has stopped?
Yes.
All right. Do you have any?
Why don't you start? You start.
All right. Well, as I said, most of them have to do with like when someone passed away. So when my grandfather died like 6 years ago, he was at home and he was, we knew that he was going to die, but because we had like doctors there, and he was only sick, like really sick for the past, like a week before he died. And he got really bad and he was just at home in like a nursery bed. Is that what it's called?
I guess like a hospital bed.
Hospital bed. Yeah. Nursery bed sounds like it's something for kids.
For a kid. Yeah.
Yeah. hospital bed, but in the house. And we had like a week kind of to say goodbye to him. And it was pretty rough. And just like being there, knowing that my grandfather was going to die like any moment. And you just had to, you just try to like hang on to every second. That was probably the first like really impactful moment with death, I think. I mean, it was also very sad, like when my grandmother died, but it was like I didn't meet her as much because she lived in Spain for all my life, so I didn't see her as much. But that was the first one, I think. And then 3 years later, while I was in college, I was living the best year of my life. Just everything was really great. I was really happy. And then in November, I got a call that my dog had died, Leo. And That was really, I just started like throwing shit around my room, just like punching the pillow. I was so fucking angry and just sad, obviously, but that was really rough.
Losing a pet is the worst.
Yeah. And then I had, well, unfortunately, a lot of those moments this year. But in at the end of February, a friend of mine passed away. So yeah, I was just, it was on a Saturday morning, and I was going to, I had the internship, and I was going to shoot for a Samsung commercial, and I got a call from a friend of mine, just told me the news, and I obviously couldn't believe it. The guy was 20 years old, and that was really rough. Well, obviously even more for his family, but even it's just a friend. It was, yeah, it's because it's so like unfathomable, because you don't with my grandfather, even though it was sad, it's more expected, obviously, and you don't have to feel as sad because you're like, oh, he got to live until he was like 83. He got a full life, he experienced everything that a human probably wants to, you know, starting a family and all that stuff that most people dream about anyway. But yeah, it's that was rough.
Yeah.
Then as I teased about in the beginning of this episode, Saturday night, I thought that my brother had died, because he lives in Indonesia, so it's 6 hour time difference, so 6 hours ahead. And me and my mom got a call from his wife, and when it was like 2:30 in the morning in Bali, and he hadn't come home from work, and we're like, what the fuck? And he was unreachable on his phone, which is very unlike him. And yeah, we tried. I mean, there's not that much you can do from a couple of thousands and thousands of miles away. But after a few hours of just not getting a hold of him, and not, we have some friends there, and they went to check, and his car wasn't at the restaurant where he works or anything. We were like, I just started thinking, I was like, fuck, it's just, I just lost my brother. Like, he's killed. Like, someone killed him. That was pretty intense. But I was still, I mean, it was so fresh that, and we didn't have any answers, so I didn't, like, accept it. So I, you know, I was still able to, like, fall asleep, but I didn't sleep very good. And then I woke up, and it turned out that he had just lost his phone and then fallen asleep in his fucking car and slept there. Like, he fell asleep while driving. It was fine. He didn't hit anyone. It was fine, but he fell asleep and then woke up like 5 hours later, and then got home. So that was pretty insane.
He is never gonna do that again. His wife probably chewed him out for that.
Well, he had just finished a 13-hour shift. They had some event at the restaurant where he works, so he has like an hour drive to get home.
Oh, geez.
So yeah. But yeah, he's fine. Hopefully he's okay with me talking about it here too. I didn't really check with him, but he probably doesn't listen to this shit anyway. And yeah, and then on Sunday night, a guy threatened to kill me. That was a first. And I'm not sure how comfortable I am talking about that, because obviously it's still a threat. He hasn't killed me yet, but who knows?
He's still
but
out
we
there.
Know
you never know.
We know who the guy is now anyway. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe that makes him want to hurt me even more. But if you're listening, asshole, just know that we know who you are, and if you kill me, there's like no way you're not going down. But it was a very scary dude. He was like 40, 45 years old, and he was very threatening. And yeah, he wanted to kill me because I got in between him and because he was harassing someone. And then he confronted me at the parking lot when I came out of the store, because this happened like inside the supermarket.
Well, I'm just glad that he did not kill you in the moment. And yeah. I'm glad that he didn't beat you, because that would be terrifying too.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that it was only threats, even if threats are very terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you're listening, you shouldn't harass people, and if someone gets in between and tells you to stop, don't threaten to kill them. They could press charges. Just saying.
All solid advice, Adam. All
yeah,
solid
exactly.
advice. Anyone out there who is a harasser or a life threatener, don't do it.
Yeah, exactly. Because eventually, you'll probably get away with it most of the time, but eventually someone will catch you in the act and call you out. Hopefully, at
Yep.
least. I really hope so.
I hope so.
But yeah, so that really also, it really shakes you up when someone threatens to kill you. I'm not sure. Have you ever been threatened to, have anyone ever threatened to kill you before?
Probably my mother when I was being a brat as a teenager, but definitely not seriously. I don't think anyone's ever threatened to actually kill me.
Yeah, there was nothing joking about this, jokingly about this guy.
Yeah, that would be very terrifying. I
Yeah.
could not imagine that. I get terrified. I remember going to I went to Walmart when I was living in Pennsylvania, and I remember there was this guy standing in front of me who he looked pretty he looked like he was, not from the inner city, we'll say,
Yeah.
and he like pulled up his jacket to get his wallet out, and I saw that he had a holster with a gun in it. And even just in that moment, just like knowing that there was a person in front of me with a gun, I was like, ah!
Yeah.
I was like, do I leave? This is scary.
It's really scary. I saw that once when I lived in the US too. It's fucking scary knowing that someone has a firearm that could kill you if they, flipped or if they wanted to.
Yeah, for real. I feel like if you ask a lot of people this question, I feel like a lot of people, like when 9/11 happened or the London bombings or like any of those big events, but I feel like I was too young to like
Yeah.
really feel the impact of it in the moment.
Me too.
Although when, I don't know if you remember this, but when the airport in Belgium was bombed, my dad was actually there.
Oh, shit.
Or had been there that day. So I remember, I feel like I have a really keen instinct for when bad things have happened. And I remember watching it on TV, knowing that no one had heard from my dad, but not really having like any feeling that like something bad had happened to him. So
Yeah.
I wasn't really panicked by it. And it turned out that he was fine. He like wasn't actually in the airport when it happened. But I definitely feel like for a lot of people, those like really big, like monumental moments, like global events would feel like moments when time really stood still.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, I mean, there are probably a lot of people in the, I mean, all the terrorist attacks, like in Paris and Belgium, those are probably, and also Lebanon. Well, it wasn't a terrorist attack, but the explosion earlier this year. I can't believe that was this year too.
I know, that is crazy. I feel like any of these like either near death experiences or like moments in time when there is this kind of like mass, this moment when the whole world is watching something really horrific happen, time really
Yeah.
stands still. And thinking about like near death experiences, I feel like one of the moments that time really stood still for me was when I had that fall down the waterfall when I was traveling, when I was in Brazil. And I just have such a distinct memory. It was like such a small waterfall. It was so insignificant, but it was a very like rounded, slippery rock. And I was standing like on the top of the rock looking down over the waterfall. And I like turned to walk away to go back to the path. And my foot just like completely slipped out from underneath me, must have like landed on a slippery part of the rock. And I just kind of pulled down the rock face. And I remember I was like sliding on my stomach, looking up the waterfall. I was as I was falling, and I saw my ex's face with just like pure shock and horror as I'm like falling to the ground. And that like snapshot moment in my mind, I felt like time wasn't moving. And I just remember thinking in my head, like, fuck, I'm falling. Like, where am I going to land? Like, am I going to be okay? But there's just nothing that you can do.
Yeah.
And that moment actually happened so fast. Like, there was no time for me to react. And then I remember waking up and being on the floor and being like, ow, that really hurt. Am I okay? And like being really dizzy. And then all of a sudden, like he was in front of me being like, oh my God, are you okay? Are you okay? And me just being like, my head hurts. But I was fine. I had a concussion and I was pretty scraped up and my phone was completely smashed. But other than that, I got out pretty scotch-free. So it was fine. But yeah, definitely that moment of falling, I was like, the world is not spinning right now.
Well, thankfully you're okay. So you're able to do this podcast with me every week now.
Yes. Only minor damage. It's fine.
Yeah, well, that's why we like you.
Makes me interesting, I guess.
I guess so. But anyway, I guess that's it for this week. Give us a follow or subscribe to us wherever you listen. It's fun to see the Spotify subscription rising every week. So that's really nice. I hope you like the podcast. I hope you whoever
enjoy listening to us talk about ramble. Random things every week.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I think I wonder like why people would listen, but then you know, whenever
because
I listen,
we're even fun in... and interesting.
Yes, exactly. But then I think like every time I listen to a podcast, like I have no idea. They're just talking about their own lives or experiences or whatever, or just everyday things. But somehow it makes you think about the things in your own life and your own experiences in a way. Mm-hmm. So that's what we do for people for free.
Exactly. We're basically like external therapy.
By the way, I sent you this quote on Instagram earlier this week, but it was I can't remember what account, but it was like, why do men start podcasts instead of going to therapy? And I think
it's very true, very millennial.
Cheaper,
definitely cheaper, and you can definitely keep it more surface level.
And it's also
the moments when a therapist would be like, so how do you actually feel about that on a podcast? You could be like, nope, not going.
Yeah. It's all podcasts are also monetizable.
That's true. Why pay for therapy when you can make money off of it?
Exactly. That's my motto. Well, anyway, Katie, thank you for this week. Do you have anything else to add?
No, thank you. I look forward to talking with you next week, although I am not looking forward to going back to the freezing cold New York. Actually, wait, next week is Christmas, but yeah. I don't know when. Thursday,
yeah.
Okay, so we'll do a Christmas
episode.
Christmas special.
Lovely.
Exciting.
Well, I'll see you next week then for the Christmas episode. Have a nice week, everybody. Take care.
Bye.
I'm missing people I've never met. There's things in this town I'd rather forget. I just keep on moving, I just keep refusing. Oh, I just keep on proving, nothing is quite true and everything is fluid.